It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Next chance to win $1,000 coming up in 14 minutes here on the home of America's team and the NFL, where we are the most obsessed with the number one sport in the country. It's Sean and RJ on DFW's Sports Station. Article coming out from ESPN, signs pointing to a mega deal between Eagles and Carson Wentz. A little misleading, in my opinion, now that I read through it, because Adam Schefter was quoted on the Fanatic in Philly saying, "My belief is that a deal will get done at some point this offseason. I don't think they're close right now to getting it done." So the fear in looking at the headline is, oh, shoot, Carson Wentz gets the mega deal, and then Dak and his agent are able to say, yo, we need that at least, and maybe even more. I wasn't worried about Russell Wilson's contract affecting Dak. I'm not worried about Pat Mahomes down the road because Dak's deal is going to get done beforehand. I wasn't worried about Drew Brees. Dak Prescott's not in that category. What I worry about was Carson Wentz. What I worry about is Jared Goff.
Yeah. Guys, same draft class, too. They're in his draft class. That plays an impact. Plus, I think the talent levels are more similar than Patrick Mahomes.
Everybody knows that watches football and has eyes that Carson Wentz is more talented than Dak Prescott. He has better physical abilities. He's a superior thrower of the ball, in my opinion. Injury prone, and Dak has the W's that he can point to as well. Now, Carson has an MVP season. The bottom line, though, is Dak can probably make a better argument with Carson than Tank could to with Khalil.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know? Like, so you're in the ballpark. Now, in this article, it says the Dak effect. While the Eagles and Carson's representatives are talking, there's incentive for Wentz's camp to slow play this a little bit so Dak puts pen to paper first. Contract negotiations between Prescott and the Cowboys are off and running, and he could be getting $30 million a season. Joel Corey, former NFL agent, said if Dak gets in at 30 or north of 30, that's the floor. And that's why I'm not worried about Carson Wentz getting paid first. It would be stupid, in my opinion. It would be dumb business from Carson Wentz's agent to sign a deal before Dak signs a deal. That would be dumb. So I would be willing to bet a lot that Dak gets his contract first, and then Carson and his agent use that to go ahead and top it because most people would take Carson Wentz as a quarterback over Dak Prescott. So I would bet Dak gets his money first. I wouldn't be worried about Carson signing his. And
look, if they offer Carson $33 million,
oh yeah, he's signing.
He's signing.
True.
You know, especially if I have Carson's injury history.
Yeah,
and he's got it dating back to college. If I'm sitting there in Carson Wentz's shoes, and somebody offers me $30 million, I'm gonna take it. $33 million. I'm gonna wind up taking it.
Okay, let's just say it's 32. But let's have a hypothetical game. Ready, Dak. And the Cowboys are talking about 30. Carson signs for 32, okay? Today. Carson Wentz, breaking news, hypothetical, signs for $32 million a season. What do you think that does to the Dak negotiation? How much does it complicate it?
Quite a bit.
I think it stalls it for this year. If Carson Wentz signs first for $32 million, I don't think Dak Prescott signs an extension this season, and I think the next question about whether or not you franchise him becomes a much more realistic and probable scenario.
While that gives me excitement because my hope is to franchise him the entire time to have another year of seeing, I'm not going to Dak track like Benny, my boy Ben Rogers. That's my new term. he's Dak tracking. He Dak tracked on this whole deal. I'm gonna bet Dak still takes 30. I will bet that the whole team-friendly thing that Steven has been talking about, which I was hoping would be 27, 26 a year, doesn't sound like it's going to be.
I think that's what the Cowboys are probably starting at, though. Otherwise, everybody's along the lines now of being okay with $30 million. Everything you read is that everybody thinks he's going to wind up in the $30 million range. Why isn't he there yet? Because the Cowboys probably still haven't gone that far to offer $30 million plus.
Yeah.
I don't think the Cowboys have. And
I agree.
And I understand why they're playing hardball, because they've done it with literally every contract they've had in recent years.
Yeah.
So I actually respect that aspect of it, but it could come back to bite them a little bit if guys sign before Dak Prescott does. I mean, you got to remember, it's not necessarily as much about how much they sign for. It's about when. If you sign before a slew, four or five guys who are all Dak's age or younger are all about to sign big extensions, and each time it ticks up just slightly, you know, in a year or two's time, you have four or five guys making more than Dak Prescott when you thought at the time you were paying him an exorbitant amount.
Yeah, well, here's the problem with all that. If four or five guys make more than Dak Prescott, I still don't feel great about the contract. Because he's not the fifth best quarterback or sixth best quarterback in football.
Well, what I mean is that they get paid higher than what he got. I don't think that Carson and Jared Goff's deals necessarily, if Dak got slotted in at 30, those guys aren't going to go surpass the highest paid quarterbacks in the league, but they are going to be above Dak.
Yeah, the next guy will get the more amount of money. It's kind of the way it is in the NFL, even though we've detailed how, you know, faulty that logic is. It's just kind of the way it's working with the National Football League and their contracts. Next guy up is going to get, unless, you know, even, you know, obviously Tank is not as good as Khalil, so he didn't get Khalil money, you know, but the next guy up gets a little bit more.
So I would guess that Carson and his people wait, but you're right. If the Eagles are saying, yo, we'll give you 33, we'll give you 32, that's not good news for the Cowboys and Dak with a mega deal approaching, according to this ESPN headline. You got the Romo comp stuff you did?
Yeah, so this is RJ Ochoa did this on Blogging the Boys. They looked at the 3 years prior to the mega deal for both players, Romo and Dak. Now, here's where I have an issue with the way people are doing this, and I think Ochoa does an amazing job with everything. But he looked at the 3 years prior to Romo's big deal, his second contract, not his first. That's not fair to Tony. Or Dak. Tony was a much better player when he was about to get his second contract than his first deal, right? He was an established, no doubt about it, player, and the team wasn't very good. Dak's playing on a much better team now than Tony was. Dak's team now is much more comparable to Tony's team in 07 when he got his mega deal.
Yeah.
So if you go back to that, that's where I think you can make a much better case. But,
yes,
you know, if you're looking at this, I don't ever think – we all know Tony was the better passer, better quarterback overall. Now, Dak's got his advantages over Tony, leadership categories, if you want to throw that in there, running ability.
Yep.
But we will never be able to move past and accept things if we're constantly looking at the past on what this is. Always comparing Dak to Tony at every single stop we get to. You have to compare Dak and Tony. You know, do you think we follow the NFL? I mean, do you think that they're comparing Andrew Luck to Peyton Manning still? Ever? No, they didn't. They don't, because they've moved past it. This is the guy, and that's what it is.
Yeah.
And I don't think we're ever going to be able to move forward beyond that, but let's just go back to Dak versus Tony, and we'll use the final years of the last 3 years before Tony's last mega contract. Okay. Zero NFC East titles for Tony, zero playoff appearances, zero playoff wins. Dak, two titles, two playoff appearances, one win in the playoffs. Dak has the same exact completion percentage. He has more passing yards, a better passer rating, 11 fewer interceptions. Now, he was sacked 30 more times, 34 to be exact.
Who was his running back, too?
Tony's running back. I mean, you're looking at Felix Jones. You're looking at the end of Marion Barber.
Yeah.
You're not looking at
Tashard Choice.
Tashard Choice. This was the 2010 10, 11, 12 kind of years. Rushing yards, Dak, 8 times the many rushing yards. He had 3 times as many rush attempts. 13 more touchdowns overall. The numbers skew to Dak's favor. They do. But the other side of that is Tony's team was not very good.
Yeah.
And he had to literally do everything for those teams. So, look, as much of a Dak fan as I am, I don't think it's fair to either player to be comparing Dak's first 3 years to Romer's years like 6, 7, 8.
Okay. Very good. So this is an update. Carson Wentz could be close to a mega contract. The Dak effects. We are monitoring the PGA Championship. Brooks Koepka lit up the course right in front of Tiger Woods, playing in Tiger's group, and he's tied the course record with a 63, up 9 shots on Tiger, who shot a plus 2, and the sports talk, how do I categorize him?
Boring?
What's he called there in New York? Is he called something? Is he the Pope?
A millionaire?
Oh, yes. They call him the Pope.
The
yes.
Pope. That's his nickname.
New York's number one.
What was he talking about yesterday with the golf?
What was he talking about? He was just going through his phone and reading off scores because evidently his listeners can't, look up scores on their phones.
Yeah, we need to make sure that all fan fans and tollers are aware of this. This is Mike Francesa from WFAN in New York. What you are about to hear was live on the radio. I, trying to be a professional in the radio business, would have edited this. No, this gets you $3 million a year when talking about golf.
Ryan Palmer, plus 7.
Oh, my God.
Grillo, plus 6. Oh. Yang, Wei Yang, 6. Watson, Bubba Watson, plus 6. Duffner, plus 6.
During this pause, I'll remind you in 3 minutes your chance to win $1,000.
Patrick Harrington, plus 5. Daly, plus 5 with his caught.
Caught.
With his caught.
With his caught.
With his caught.
So the caught didn't work that much today. Matt Fitzpatrick, plus 5.
What?
Lee Westwood, Shane Lowry, plus 5.
While Mike continues to scroll, we have more concert tickets at 840.
Kaima, plus 4.
Kaima.
Patrick Reed, plus 4. Sergio, plus 4. Stenson, plus 4. Snedeker, plus 4.
I hate my life. I really do.
Thomas Pitas, plus 4. Furyk, plus 4.
Pitas.
Oh, my God.
Is this edited?
McElroy's plus 3 with 3 to play. So he's in trouble.
He's in trouble. He's in trouble.
And
oh God!
Did he get a ding? Did he get a message?
The guy who is the talk of the town right now is
Tiger, right?
Koepka.
Well, there's two. One's Tiger Woods, who's plus 2, Koepka. And the other is Brooks Koepka, who's minus 7. They will play together tomorrow in the afternoon. You'll flip flop with the tee times.
I have a whole tirade against our business that's just sitting inside of me. One day I'm going to unleash all of it. When I'm comfortable enough, when I'm secure enough, when I don't have to worry about job status.
Do a vocal podcast.
So, so you're teasing something that we can look forward to in the near future?
No, it will never happen. Like bingo. One of those 15-year bets. Never
Sharif
happened.
Is burning.
I'm going to.
Sharif.
This is just part. And we're sitting here like morons doing 4.5 hours a day. With this fool.
Yeah, I mean,
$3 million.
It's not like he does 6 hours a day anymore.
Wait, but how is he number one? What about the idiots listening to it every day?
Dude, how much?
What about the morons listening to it every day?
I don't know. I don't know. Like, that show is unlistenable like that. How do they even sit there and listen to it?
Okay.
Okay. Oh, my gosh.
From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked. High hopes. Streaming 420 on Hulu.